Welcome. We are at Hamilton Heights High School, home of the Huskies, 1965. Welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity girls basketball game. Hey, it's the Tipton Sea Devils, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. The Hoosier Conference East Division matchup. Internet radio broadcast is made possible at audiosportsonline.net. ASO, that's Robbie Kendall, providing internet radio access. PutMeInSports.com. We thank you for listening. But right now, we're going to have a interview before the ball game. We're going to talk to Mr. Joe Boyle. Joe Boyle, our guest. He's a middle school official. So, Jen, do you do varsity for the boys team?
I do, but because of my age, I'm more on the downswing, so I do okay, maybe two or three varsity games a season now.
I tell you what, I don't want to hear about your age, because I can tell right now your attitude makes gratitude.
Thank you very much. But yes, I am 70.
I tell you what, that's not very old, because they say that attitude dictates the age, and you're probably about like being 58, right?
You're very kind. Thank you very much.
I see you at the middle school. You do a great job in middle school basketball. I saw you here at JV contest for the girls, having a fun time.
Absolutely. That's what I keep coming out for, is the fun. It's both mental exercise, physical exercise, and you get to have fun and they pay you for it.
I tell you what, Coach Smith, that's Smitty to you. The middle school,
yes.
He hires you over and over.
Yes. One might consider him to be a slow learner, but yeah. But no, he's a great guy to work for.
He coached girls basketball for quite a few years. He went unbeaten in about 2008. You probably saw the poster in his office.
Well, I've never actually been in his office, but it doesn't surprise me that he would do that well.
Walk in there and look at it. He's a proud man, but he's humble.
Very good.
I tell you what, I'm going to ask you. How many games do you usually do in a season?
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to guess 60.
That's a pretty good group of games. Tell you what, it's got to be a lot of fun. You seem to have a different partner about every game.
Well, we don't get to pick our partners. All of our games come through assigners. And so it's actually one of the things I like about it is you get to work with so many different people.
Well, when you grew up, tell us where you went to the school system you belong to.
Oh, you're not going to know it. Fort Washington in near Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
That's excellent. Philadelphia, they want their football team pretty good, but they're on the Dale swing. I tell you what, that's a great place to be. A good friend of mine up in Philadelphia.
Very good. Yeah, I mean, my wife's family is still back there, so we make the trip back there about 2 to 3 times a year.
Great. Did you play other sports except for just basketball?
So here's the deal. I have never played organized basketball. I used to go to the park and play pickup all the time. I just wasn't tall enough to make any teams in high school. So my sports were all doing was running. Cross country, we had sprint track, and then we had sprint track. So those were my sports.
That's great. I say, what, am I going to see you anytime soon at the middle school again?
Yes. I'm thinking I'm there within just a few days. I think so.
I say, what, you get a lot of gigs. I say, what, they are lucky to have you.
Well, thank you very much. That's very kind. The whole group, the table bench that we work with, they're always great people.
They are, and I'm going to mention, next week will be the Hoosier Conference crossover game. That's the best team in the East going against the best team in the West. Next week, Rensselaer Central at 18-0. For one in Class 3A, will be here to do battle with the Lady Huskies, 15-2, and number 2 in 3A. That's going to be a match.
Yeah, I wish I could be here to watch it, but I'm sure I've got game conflict.
You better cancel that game, come over here and watch it. I said, well, we'd accept you as one of the officials. Okay, talk to my assigner. That would be Dean Martin, would it?
Yes, it would.
Talk to Dean Martin. I bought his breakfast with your grandson one time, and he owes me.
Very good.
I tell you what, we're going to get ready for the ball game. Thank you, Mr. Boyle, for being here.
Thank you very much. Good luck, AJ.
That is Mr. Joe Boyle. Joe Boyle, one of the officials. The JD contest. What a quality guy. I met him probably a year or so ago. He works in the middle school at Hamilton Heights. They let me keep the scoreboard. And what a kind gentleman to be here. Appreciate him so much. Thank you. Joe Boyle. Let's talk a little bit about the ball game. We've got 3:18 pregame clock. The contest getting ready to start. JV contest was decided by Hamilton Heights. We'll mention the visiting team on the scoreboard here today. Blue Devils. The Blue Devils, they have a school enrollment back trip that I'll mention. It's just 7.9 miles. Entrance to entrance, distance to the north. And that's not too far away. We'll mention. School enrollment for Tipton High School is 454. Their gym capacity at Tipton High School, 3,050. I have seen gym capacity there at Tipton has happened. We'll mention their Class 2A sectional 39. There are seven in their sectional. Their sectional this year will happen at Elwood High School. Their sectional, it's Eastbrook, they're currently 16-1. Blackford, 15-5, followed up by Madison, Grant, Eastern, Elwood, Taylor, and Tipton. The principal at Tipton High School, Mr. Craig Leach, the athletic director is Corey Fernum, and the athletic trainer is Burke Emmert. The high school is located 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can dial them up by telephone at 765-675-7431. On the web at TiptonAthletics.com. They wear the colors blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference is made up of divisions. They have an East Division and a West Division. East Division presently have four members. And right now it's like this. Hamilton Heights, they're 2 wins, 0 losses. Today is going to be the final game in the East Division. Western, they're 1-1. Northwestern, 1-1. Lady Devils are 0-2. We're making Tipton Blue Devils. Mention the Tipton Lady Devils. We're looking at their head coach, Leela Crawford Gilman. It's Leela Gilman. I've heard briefly, JD game, 16 wins, 28 losses. Mentioned last year, it was 16-7. And 16-8, but I think 16-7. Will mention in her second year right now at Tipton High School. What a quality coach. The Crawford was an incredible basketball player at Tipton. Next game on their agenda. It's going to happen next Friday. It's going to be the crossover game. I believe it's going to be West Lafayette Lady Red Devils. They'll be at Tipton to battle with the Lady Devils. And that'll be a 6 o'clock JV and a 7:30 for the varsity. The clock's rolling down. We're getting ready for the national anthem. We'll talk about the Hamilton Heights, the Huskies, and their administration here in a moment. A good ball game earlier, we'll mention today, it's the Lady Huskies team, Lady Devils. Both teams are a symbol. They're a symbol right there on the volleyball line. Face the flag, and the flag has been lowered out of the stick. Actual ceiling right there. The flag underneath scoreboard at the north end. The flag on the Jumbotron, both of them. Provided by Nevco. Nevco, a quality company. Everyone's going to stand at attention. And we're going to set this down for our national anthem.
Please fly our faces and our faces here at home. Overseas, every day. especially those today, the Tiffin and the Apple Pike. Ladies and gentlemen, our national enemy.
Our national anthem, that was played by Hamilton Heights High School Band. They are directly to my left. We are fortunate to be in the upper balcony at the northwest corner. And we'll mention a little bit about the Hamilton Heights PE Huskies. Today is a recognition day. It's senior day for Hamilton Heights. And we'll mention the Lady Huskies. A year, the gym capacity at Hamilton Heights is 3,028. School enrollment of 731. Class 3A, sectional 24. Seven in their sectional. Their sectional will happen at Yorktown High School. Their sectional, Hamilton Heights, are currently 17 wins, 2 losses. Led by Jay County. Jay County, 16-2 back in earlier this season, Hamilton Heights gave them a defeat. Will mention Delta. The Lady Eagles are 9-8. Franklin, the Lady Eagles, 12-6. Yorktown, the Lady Tigers are 11-7. Castle, Lady Trojans, 2-16. Centerville, the Lady Bulldogs are 3-15. Principal at Tifton City. The principal at Hamilton Heights High School is Jared Mason. The athletic director is Kurt Algin. Athletic department manager is Leanne Moffitt. Mission Hamilton Heights High School is located at 5802 State Road 19, Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. You can dial them up by telephone at 317-984-3551. On the web, it's hhshuskies.org. They were the color scheme of orange, white, and brown. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. As mentioned, there's an East and a West division. Lady Huskies are in the East. And coming up next Sunday the 21st, January, 49th annual girls basketball pairing show. That pairing show will feature Bob Level and Greg Redshaw. We're good hosts for that. And we'll mention that is next Sunday, the 21st. It'll be a 5 p.m. show. You can watch it. You can watch it at ihsaa.org. Again, that's ihsaa.org. Then watch that show. You'll find out who the Huskies are. The sectional. So that's next week on the 21st. Mentioned the Lady Huskies are currently 17 wins, 2 losses on the season, 2-0 in the East Division. Mentioned the coach for the Lady Huskies, being in year number 8, Hamilton Heights, Keegan Cherry. Keegan Cherry, 106 wins, 56 losses. That's Coach Keegan Cherry. Next game, the agenda, Hamilton Heights. the next Friday. Friday, they will play in the Crustium, the Hoosier Conference crossover game. So that's a playoff game. And they'll play, they'll be at the top of the East Division, going against the team at the top of the West Division, as we mentioned, with our pregame host. Yes, that is Joe Boyle. Talked about this then. So next Friday, the 19th, you ought to be at Hamilton Heights High School. Hamilton Heights will host their Central Lady Bombers. CNSports.com will be here in Class 3A. So their Central Lady Bombers. Out of the West Division of the Hoosier Conference are currently number one in 3A. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies currently for two Class 3A. It'd be a good matchup. About 4 or 5 years ago, Rensselaer was here. For the same type of game, Rensselaer got the win. But Hamilton Heights looking for a rematch. So five throwers down, 236. And I will mention a little bit about the Hoosier Conference. Same results this week. Basketball. On Tuesday, January 9th, there were five games. Central, 61. The Ed Jeff, 53. Second game on Tuesday, it was Culver Academy, 38. Twin Lakes, 33. Eastern Thomas, they went to Tipton. Eastern got the win over the Lady Devils. Hamilton Heights, that Western on Tuesday evening, Hamilton Heights got the win, 65-35. We'll also mention Central Catholic. They were with West Lafayette. Central Catholic, 64. Lafayette, 6. Wednesday, January 10th. Hoosier Conference, just one game. Oak Hill, 5. Western, 15. Tuesday, January 11th, there were four games. Central, the Bison, 79. North Judson, 50. The Lady Eagles defeated Tipton. Sillier Central, 68. West Lafayette, 60. And Twin Lakes traveled North White. It was Twin Lakes decisively over North White. Today, Saturday ball game, there's a couple. January 13th, two games. Oh, noon today, it was Central Catholic, Benton Central. That was a conference game, the West Division. Another divisional game today in the East Division, 1:30 start. A little bit behind times here, going to be closer to 2 o'clock than is here. With the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Along the way right there, we'll mention the Lady Devils head coach, the Crawford Gilman. Here we go, 16 wins, losses. He's working in year number 2. Right now, we'll mention Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies basketball coach, Keegan Cherry. Cherry began in 2017, the Lady Huskies coach, in 10. 2018, 20, and 8. 2019, 14, and 11. 2020, 14, and 11. 2021, 18, and 2. 2022, 18, and 6. Last year, 2023, 20, and 6. Lady Huskies fell in the semi-state in a good ball game right there at LaPorte. So we're going to mention the starting lineups. We'll do the same. Mention the starting lineups. Today's ballgame, Tipton Lady Devils start like this. She wears number 3. She's a junior. That's Hannah Olson. 12. She's a freshman, Berkeley Young. 20. She's a freshman, Michaela Ginlob. 24. A freshman, Kinsey Farinella. And number 45, she's a junior, Holland Wilson. The Tipton Lady Devils are coached by Leela Gilman. 16 men, 28 losses, working in year number 2 at Tipton. Starting today for the Lady Huskies of Hamilton Heights, ring number 2, 5 6-inch senior, averaging 9.1 per contest. Hickok, she leads the team in assists at 4.5. Wearing number 3 for the Lady Huskies, 5'6" junior, 0.5 points, game average. Katie Brown, I heard Katie Brown lit him up. Western High School, I apologize, couldn't be there. I was at a Tipton Blue Devil boys basketball team. Wearing number 10 for the Lady Huskies, 5'10" senior, 26 points, team average. Next year, you'll see her with a purple 8. To form on from Evansville, Cameron Runner. She's a team in rebounds at 5.6 per game. Wearing number 23 for the Lady Huskies, 7-inch senior, Cassidy Dakel. Ring number 24, 5'9" senior, 5.8 points per game average. That's Hadley Cherry. That's the head coach, Lady Husky, Coach Keegan Cherry. With 36 wins, 6 losses. He in year number 8, Hamilton Heights. So that's finishing up the starters right here for the Lady Husky. They are tossing back around, putting a shirt out to the audience. He's shaking, going to throw one out, didn't quite make it to the stands. Let me pick up right here. Go back the other direction. Abby Cherry, going to toss one there, close by. They're going to give the shirt right there to Mom, and she's going to give it away too. Say what, when you get something given to you, you have the right to give it to someone else. So 8 minutes on the game clock. Lady Huskies in a huddle. The Devils out on the court. Jumping up, Lady Devils going to send to the center circle, junior athlete, Alan Wilson. Huskies going to send there, number 10, Imran Runner, the senior, 5'10". They're going to toss it up, 3 officials ready to go. Comes a whistle, 1:57 p.m. on a Saturday, tipped to the backcourt, picked up by Ellen Hickok. In the front court, she'll work the right side behind the arc. 3-point shot in the air. Short off the rim. Ready to go for Katie Brown. Rebound. Cameron Runner. So knock it back out. Ella Hickok now back to Cameron. She'll dribble in. She'll go left side. Ella Hickok go to the corner. Hadley Cherry. She'll bring it back out. They'll reset the offense. 7:38 on the game clock. Early going. First quarter at Hamilton Heights. Lady Huskies. The Lady Devils. Outside the arc. Ella Hickok. Shot in the air. Good. Credit to bucket. Ella Hickok, 3-0 contest. The Huskies in front. Huskies going to provide some defense in the backcourt. On the dribble, at 24, Mackenzie Farinella. Going to be a 30-second timeout called right there. Coach, the Gilman, and we'll mention this game is in parts. Brought to you by FritzinFishers.com. They have 2 locations, Hamilton County. One's Fishers, Indiana, 8599 East. 116th Street. You can dial them up here at 317-2228. The second location, Noblesville, between Noblesville and Westfield, Road 32. You can dial them up here at 317-773-2232. All the cars, trucks, QBs, that's FritzinFishers.com. RITZ. So the ball's going to be brought in backcourt. Backcourt right here brought in by the Lady Devils, Tiana Olson. Get in, Lady Husky, providing some defense. A double team, going to be a jump ball. The ball, Katie Brown, lock it up. There with number 20, Michaela Shinlob, also possession area, gives it to Tipton. In the backcourt once again, Cameron Rudder. Guarding the basketball, 24, Mackenzie Farinella. She'll pass it to backcourt, and we're going to get across the timeline. Pepper dribble, Hannah Olson. Going to be a steal in the backcourt. Hadley Cherry off the glass, left-handed layup. Good. It's points for Hadley. 6:50 on the game clock. 5-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. Tipped away in the backcourt, trying to get the steal with Ella Hickok. Could be brought in. Tipton, Lady Devils, Hannah Olson. Going to trigger the inbound. Get inside to get back to Hannah across the timeline. This was hard to handle. Couldn't quite get the grasp on it. the extra step prior to getting the ball on the floor, Olsen going to give the ball back to the Huskies. Pass hard to handle from 45, Holland Wilson. 40 on the game clock. First quarter, 5-0 contest. Lady Huskies will pass it down low. Alley-oop. Shot wouldn't go. That was Cameron Leonard got her own rebound, put it back up and in off the glass right side. Put bucket for Runner. She averages 26 points per game. Steal in the backcourt, Abby Cherry, but she'll dribble the side court line. Going to give her back to Tipton. 7-0 contest. Lady Huskies in front. The contest. We brought in Hannah Olsen. She'll toss it in. 20. Michaela Shenlob. Pass out of there. Going to be stolen by Cameron Leonard. She'll go off the glass. Left-handed layup is good. Cameron Leonard for 2. 6-10 left here in the first quarter. 9-0 contest. Lady Huskies playing defense in the backcourt. Hannah Olsen. Try to pass it through the timeline. Get it to Ella Hickok. Picks it up. Cameron Leonard tried the left-handed layup. Go one-handed left-handed layup, and she lost the handle. Going to be a traveling violation and rare turnover by Cameron Runner. 6 minutes left. Played 2 minutes, 9-0 contest. Trying to pass across the timeline and will to the front court. Back around. Kinley Hawes. Shot off the mark. Going to be a foul shot. And going to be a couple of shots by the Lady Devils. 24, Mackenzie Farinella for the foul strike. She'll shoot 2. Was whistled on number 3. Lady Huskies, Katie Brown, she has 1. First shot up and good. Nothing but net. 24, Mackenzie Farinella. Just a freshman. Coach Gilman plays some freshmen. She's got a team buddy. She's working it right now. Second shot also good for Farinella. Points at the stripe, Farinella. It's a 9-2 ball game. Lady Huskies by 7. In the front court, 5:42 on the game clock. Ella Hickok moves around the perimeter. 3-point shot in the air, rims off long. Cameron Runner, 3-point shot, good to go. Bounce secured there by the Lady Devils. The Olsen. Pass cross court, going to go out of bounds. End up in the hands in the front court. The Huskies is going to be brought in by Havre Cherry. She'll toss it to the back court. Retrieved right there. Ella Hickok across the timeline at a walk pace. Top of the circle. Cameron Runner, she'll dribble, she'll go by. Side the paint, 2-point shot off the glass. Good for Cameron Runner. 7-2 contest. In the front court, going to steal the basketball again. To the corner, 3-point shot rims off. Ella Hickok just secured. Berkeley Young for the Lady Devils. To the front court, Young. To the front court, going to be stolen. In the Blue Devil front court by Cameron Runner. She'll go the distance. Off the glass. She'll shoot 2. Couldn't get the shot to go. Cameron Runner is going to go to the foul stripe. And she'll work it right there. She'll take 2. Cameron Runner on the season, 92%. 115 for 125. She'll shoot 2. Oh, after the game. Okay. So, shot is good. Cameron Runner, she'll get 1 more. And that's going to be second shot, Runner. So good. 13-2 for 59 during the first quarter. Lady Huskies providing some defensive pressure. Hickok guard of basketball. Havre Cherry going to hock up a bounce pass. Right there with 24, Mackenzie Farinella. And an alternate possession arrow gives it back to the Lady Huskies. Dribble across the timeline on the dribble there. Ella Hickok right side behind the arc. Cameron Rudder moves it back out top. Katie Brown back to Ella. Ella Hickok in the wrong with Chris. Has to cross the court there. Cameron Rudder couldn't get the shot to go. 3-point land. Rebound. Havre Cherry. She'll take a 3. They're rim out. The left corner baseline. Bounce secured by the Lady Devils. Going to bring it through the timeline. Farinella. Pick up the dribble, face a double team, pass elbow, right side, Holland Wilson. Isn't going to dribble around. Step in the paint, out top, 3-point shot in the air, rims around, wouldn't go. Shot taken by 12, Berkeley Young. Down in the front court, Tipton, the second possession, front court.
And it's going to be a traveling violation. They're going to put the ball on the floor just behind that initial step to the ball back to the Lady Huskies. 4:06 left here in the first quarter. Lady Huskies by 11. Crossing the sideline with the basketball, walk pace. Ella Hickok works to the left side. Behind the arc, well behind the arc, Cameron Rutter. The Crawford, I should say, Lila Gilman. And the girls put their hands up. Elbow, left side, 2-point shot, good. Katie Brown for two. 12, a 13-point advantage to Lady Huskies. It'll be a foul in the backcourt. Katie Brown trying to reach in to a basketball from 45, Holland Wilson. So a foul's whistled on Katie Brown. She has two in the contest. She left here in the first quarter. Brought in Holland Wilson. Sees the inbound. Can be stolen from her. From Rutter off the glass. Barely did get the English. It looked like that was going to be a jump ball, and they did not call it. They allowed the steal to happen. Cameron Rutter for two. 15-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. 3:21 on the game clock. Whistle a 10-second violation. Substitution in the ballgame for Coach Gilman. In the ballgame, number 20, she'll return to the lineup. Michaela Kinlob. Balls will be brought in, ride the bucket on the baseline by Hamilton Heights. Hadley Sherry, a senior, she'll work it in the paint. 2-point shot, rims around, falls in. Cameron Rutter, point bucket, 19-2. Lady Huskies in front, 3:09, you steal the backcourt. Brown, she go lay up right side, couldn't get it. Rebound, Ella Hickok. Ali Sherry back to Cameron Rutter behind the arc. 3-point shot good. Cameron Rutter. 58 left here in the first quarter. The Devils call a timeout. 22-2. We'll also mention, game is in parts. Brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear. Century 21. Estate agent, estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look for Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. She has more than 20 plus years experience serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Lisa List and or let Lisa look your residential or corporate location. That Lisa Stokes Bear. Say your phone or by text message. 17-813-4086. Her number is 317-813-4086. It's simple. When you would rather relax, rely on the real estate lady who listens. Rely on experience and knowledge. Rely on Lisa Stokes Bear. Since she'll be 21. See? 317-13-086. To be brought in backcourt. Lady Devils toss in Hannah Wills, Hannah Olson. Back and forth right here on the dribble. It's Kendall Claus. 1:15, going to be a steal half court. Katie Brown. The ball, Cameron Rutter outside the arc, out top. Hadley Sherris working down low. Cassidy Schenkel. Corner, 3-point shot good. A Hickok from the left corner baseline. 25-2 contest. 2:33 left. First quarter. It's going to be a foul whistle right here. They're close to the opposite of the scores bench. Cassidy Schenkel is going to pick up her first foul here in the contest. Team foul number 3. 2.5 minutes left here in the first quarter. Hannah Olson going to take a breather in the ball game. Back in the game is number 12. Clee Young. She's a freshman. Get to the backcourt. Good catch there. The timeline. The basketball. Going to work at left side. Work it down there. Holland Wilson behind the arc. Going to go to the corner again. Mackenzie Farinella. We'll see. Pick up the dribble. Toss it to the leg of Hadley Cherry. The Cherry and Ella Hickok right there in the corner. Providing the double team. And a pretty good move there. It does take a scientists to know that that's a good move by the Devils. The toss and answer will be stolen on the inbound by Ella Hickok. Side the arc, Cameron Rutter. 3-point shot in the air. Good. Cameron Rutter for three. 2 minutes left. Lady Husky providing pressure in the backcourt. Kick. Footed kick there by Katie Brown. That one would have been good from 40 yards. They're in the high point of the lower section. Goes back to Tipton. Brought in right there in front of the Tipton bench. In the court, it's Wilson, Holland Wilson with the basketball. One on the game clock, and he's stolen at center court. Hadley Sherry works it up ahead. Cameron Rutter off the glass. Shot would it go. Rebound out of there. Blue Devils. Dribble front court now. Working it there. Holland Wilson. Working against her is Ella Hickok. 35 left. 28-2. Lady Huskies in front. Outside the arc. 2-4 shot would it go. Shot taken there by 20. Michaela Shinlob. The other direction, Ella Hickok. Straight away, she worked at the left side behind the arc. Hadley Sherry. Skip pass, Cameron Rutter. 3-4 shot rims out long. Female, Lady Devils, Holland Wilson. From the backcourt, crossover dribble. Back and forth there, Mackenzie Farinella. Behind the arc. The corner. 3-4 shot, she would have been a 2. Karam's hard. The leg of Tipton, that was 15, Kendall Claus. Out of bounds, Lady Huskies will bring it backcourt. 101 left here in the first quarter. Dribble to the sideline, Ella Hickok. Side on the walk pace. Now top, Cameron Rutter on the dribble. Picks up the screen, Hadley Sherry. Now back out, Ella Hickok. The 8 seconds left. 3-point shot left of center. Wouldn't go for Cameron Rutter. Dale secures 24, Kimsey Farinella. The corner with the basketball. Michaela Shinlob worked it down on the baseline. Ball's going to go out of bounds. Brought back in by the Lady Huskies. The bucket on the baseline. Abby Sherry going to toss it in. Hickok. He'll walk it to the timeline. 30 seconds left. Big try across the timeline. Right side behind the arc, Cameron Rutter. Dribble back out top. Katie Brown now left side behind the arc. Ella Hickok. A pass down low on the baseline. Cameron Rutter. She'll bring it back out behind the arc. Pass it inside. Push down the paint. Wouldn't go. She'll shoot two. Ella Hickok. So the foul strike. This foul's going to be whistled on the Lady Devils. They're going to whistle this foul on 24. Mackenzie Farinella. She has two. The Devils have two. And the Huskies have 3.9 left first quarter. Shot up, rimmed around, falls in. First shot good. Hickok. Hickok shooting right at 70% on the season. Now 35 for 50. Now 36 for 51. To 2. The Huskies in front. 13 seconds left in the backcourt. Going to be a steal. Cameron Rutter. Keep it out top. Hadley Sherry back to Katie. He's going to take a 3. Rims off. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Cameron Rutter. Put back. To go. 1 second left. Blue Devils rebound the basketball. That was Kendall Claus. That will complete first quarter of basketball at Hamilton Heights High School on a Friday afternoon. Eddie Huskies in front. The Devils, too. So we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you. Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's Car Quest Auto Parts. Located at 1110 South Peru Street. Dean's Auto Parts, Cicero, Indiana, 604. Dean's Auto Parts, well, mention they are at the south edge of Cicero. They're along State Road 19 at Cicero Town Plaza. You can reach them by telephone. Reach them there at 317-984-931. Again, that's 317-984-931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve these auto parts. Cicero. The second horn sounds to the possession arrow. Give the ball back to Katie Devils. Devils going to inbound the basketball. It's going to be number 15, sophomore athlete Kendall Claus. Toss it in. Get it in. Heavily contested by Cameron Rutter. She'll get the steal. Cameron Rutter from half court. She'll go in layup right side. 2-point bucket. Cameron Rutter. 7:50 on the game clock. To bring in backcourt. The Huskies providing pressure once again. 7:45. Going to pass it to the front court. Picked up here by Holland Wilson. Outside the arc. Claws back to Wilson. She's going to dribble out top of the circle. Picked up there by Cassidy Shakel. They're working back out top with the basketball. 3-point shot in the air. Rims out long. Good to go. Shot taken by Michaela Shinlob. Rebound Cassidy Shakel. Hadley Cherry crossing the timeline. Cameron Rutter works it to the corner. Going to be a baseline jumper. Rims around. Good to go. Ella Hickok. Rebound. From Wilson of Tipton. And with the basketball in the backcourt. She'll pass it to teammate Berkeley Young. Outside the arc, claws, they go to the corner. 2-point shot wouldn't go for Hannah Olson. Rebound came down, tips out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Huskies. Brought in right of bucket. Baseline, we tossed in by the Lady Devils. Team Tim McClaws off the glass. Good entry. Right there, shot wouldn't go. Shot taken by Team Kendall Claws. To the front court, Hadley Cherry. The Cherry going to try to sidestep and will. Successfully sidestep and attempt at a blocking foul. And then a whistle this on Tipton. First foul here in the second quarter. Lady Devils going to check in the ball game. Here once again, 24, Mackenzie Farinella. Original starter. They're going to pay. Alley-oop play. Hadley Cherry. Cameron Rutter for two. 34-2. 45 on the game clock. We're in the second quarter. Crossing the timeline. They'll pass to the front court. No shot. Left side. Wouldn't go. Holland Wilson. Rebound Cameron Rutter. To the front court. She's going to pay off the glass. 2-point bucket. Good. And Ella Hickok. Might have been a foul involved there, and I don't disagree. 6-2. 6:25 on the game clock. Going to be a steal in the front court. Stolen by Katie Brown. Cassie Schenkel now have the carry. Left side. Cameron Rutter. 3-point shot. Rims out long. Wouldn't go. Elle Tipton. Ellen Wilson. Backcourt. Trying to break the press. They will. Dribble across right there. That's Claws. Still Claws. She's trying to make a pass. It's tipped away by Cameron Rutter. They sit down low. Off the glass. Point bucket. Ella Hickok. The 8-2. Lady Huskies in front. 8:50 on the game clock. We're in the second quarter. To reach here. And it's going to be a foul. Excuse me. It's going to be a jump ball. That was Cameron Rutter reaching in, tying it up with Mackenzie Farinella. Full mention, Kendall Claus going to take a breather. In the ballgame, Tipton, 20. Michaela Shinlob, 23 in the ballgame. Kennedy Lancaster, a freshman. Got some time in the JV contest for the front court Lady Huskies. Cross court skip pass to Ella Hickok. Out top, Katie Brown. Right side, Cameron Rutter. She'll take a 3-point shot and get it. 3-point shot, good. Cameron Rutter here in front of the adult section, across opposite of the scores bench. Miss Steele at half court. Will be a pass. Hadley Cherry going to get the assist. Cameron Rutter off the glass, 2-point bucket. Rutter, 3-2. The reach-in foul, trying to get the steal. E. Brown going to pick up the foul. E. Brown. She's going to pick up her third foul. They're calling it her third foul here in the contest. Coach Keegan Cherry not making a move as of yet. But across the timeline, trying to dribble off the foot. Right there, that was last touch by Tipton Blue Devil, Michaela Shinlob. The Huskies going to bring it in. Early in the front court, Abby Cherry going to trigger the inbound. Ella Hickok. 5:08 on the game clock, second quarter. The Huskies, 43, Tipton 2 in the front court. And around the perimeter, Ella Hickok. Hello, alley-oop, she'll come down with the basketball. Go back up with a shot, gets fouled in the act of shooting. Cameron Rutter, shoot 2. They're going to whistle this foul. On 24, Mackenzie Farinella, she has 3. Cameron Rutter shooting 92% stripe. Shot good. At least she's 3 for 3 on the day. Started this game 115 fakes, 125 shots. Charity strike. The shot, Cameron Runner got both of them. Cameron Runner going to be a purple ace. Season, Evansville. Still in the front court there, Katie Brown. Down low, kick it back out. Cameron Runner, three-foot shot, would he go? Hadley Cherry trying to tip it back out to Cameron. It's picked up by the Blue Devils. Cameron going to steal it. Hind in the Husky front court. The timeline works to the left side. To the corner, Katie Brown. Katie Brown, three-point shot. Left quarter baseline is good. 30 left. 8-2 contest. Ball's going to be brought in backward. That's the Chipson Lady Devils. Could be brought in by number 20, Michaela Shinlob. Toss it in. Number 12, Berkeley Young. The timeline, left-handed dribble. We'll go to the corner with it. Holland Wilson. Colin Wilson back out top. No, Olsen now out top. Three-point shot, rims off. I wouldn't go. Tipped it. That was taken by Kennedy Lancaster. Going to be brought in backcourt. Lady Huskies. The baseline, right of the bucket. Going to be brought in by Ella Hickok. Put in. Cameron Runner back to Ella. She'll dribble. Trotte to the timeline. Working on the left side near the scores bench. Out top. Cameron Runner on the dribble. 4:02 left. Second quarter, out shot, three-point shot taken. Ella Hickok wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. Number 20, Michaela Shinlob. Give it up, crossing the timeline on the dribble. Number 12, Berkeley Young. There'll be a steal. Go back the other direction. Ella Hickok, the shot couldn't get it to go, and she absorbed a rather strong foul this ball game. She retains balance. Below the stripes, she'll shoot two. Whistle is foul on 20. Michaela Shinlob, she has one. First shot, Ella Hickok is good. They'll get one more. That's three fouls here in the second quarter. Tipton, one foul thus far. Hamilton Heights. A shot up and also good. Ella Hickok got both of them. Two, Hamilton Heights in front. Crossing the timeline, 3:40 left in quarter. Going to bounce it in outside the arc on the dribble now. Tipped away by Cameron Runner. Hickok. They're going to get a traveling violation, I believe. It's going to go back to Ella trying to get it to Cameron. Cameron quite get it quick enough because Ella Hickok had already that extra step. 3:33 left. Taking a breather for Tipton is number 12, Berkeley Young. Toss it in front court. Dribble to go to the corner with it. See, Michaela Shinlob going to pass out of it to Farinella to go across the lane to try reverse layup. Shot going to go. Rebound tipped and turnaround jumper is good. Lady Devils 23. Kennedy Lancaster. Some minutes on the JV team. She gets a bucket here in the varsity. Baseline jumper good. About a 12-footer. The Huskies 23. Cassidy Shakel. Attempt for a steal in the backcourt. The reach-in foul. We're going to whistle this one on Hadley Cherry. Hadley Cherry going to pick up the foul. She has one in the contest. So three left. We're in the second quarter. Lady Huskies in front. Two to four. Brought in from the backcourt. Lady Huskies still showing pressure. Backcourt. She's going to pass it to the sideline. Going to pick up her dribble. That's Farinella. To Wilson. Now back to Farinella. Inside the arc. She'll pass it down low. Shot taken, wouldn't go. Holland Wilson found Katie Brown. Pass it to the front court. Cameron Runner. Crossover should go off the glass. Right here, the layup is good for Runner. Credit the assist, Katie Brown. 4-4. Lady Huskies in front. Half minutes left here in the second quarter. Yes, a kick out of bounds. Going to belong to Tipton. Going to be brought in. Again, an extended break right here. Extra time after the kick. Going to be brought in backcourt. Take that back. So you brought in a backcourt right here. 23, Kennedy Lancaster. Trying to pass it to the front court. Lancaster on the dribble. Defense there. Ella Hickok going to knock the ball bounds on the chest pass. say, in the front court with the Blue Devils. Say, the Lady Devils. Be brought in right there in front of the Husky bench. Then near the corner, will be tipped by Havi Cherry, and then finally tipped by Blue Devil number 20, Michaela Shedlob, goes out of bounds. Ball to the Lady Husky. Taking a breather right now for the Lady Devils is Farinella. Back in the ball game is 23, Kennedy Lancaster. Hannah Olson back in the ball game, taking a breather, is 5, Holland Wilson. 20 on the game clock. In the timeline at a walk pace, dribble, Helen Hickok. Behind the arc, Cameron Rutter. Rutter back pedal dribble, she back out top, Katie Brown. Cross court pass, Ella Hickok. Get down low, Cameron Rutter in the paint. Out top, poor shot in the air, rims off. Wouldn't go, Katie Brown. Rebound, Cameron Rutter. Sassy Shakel, now Rutter. Now, two-point shot in the paint, Ella Hickok. Couldn't get the bucket to go. Back the other direction after the rebound. Tipped out of bounds. Trying to save the basketball. Good effort there by 12, Berkeley Young. Go out of bounds, and the Lady Huskies will bring it from the backcourt. Had the bucket on the baseline. Havi Cherry tosses it in. Ella Hickok. 1:44 on the game clock. Perkins to the timeline. Ella Hickok, left side. Now back out top, Cameron Rutter. She'll dribble in the paint. And the layup is good. Cameron Rutter for 2. Minute and a half left. Well, in the backcourt, going to end up being loose ball picked up by Cameron Rutter. Call timeout, Coach Keegan Cherry. Call timeout, save the possession. 1:22 left. Full 60 seconds. They're going to call a 30. And this game is also, in part, brought to you by the Floor Store. Floor Store, they're at the east edge of Tipton. A buy, look around. Showroom may leave you speechless. May find shopping online isn't really necessary. Excellence is required for just east, State Road 28, beyond the car dealerships, 003 East Jefferson Street. Lend you a hand when they can. Also support your choices along with your decisions. The Floor Store, 003 Jefferson Street, 765-675-2230. 65-675-230. That's the Floor Store. Tipped it. Found the basketball. 1:22 left here in the second quarter. Lady Huskies in front. 56-4. Going to be bringing in the front court. Going to be brought in by Havi Cherry. Crosses the backcourt slightly. Ella Hickok crosses the timeline. To the left side, Cameron Rutter. Guarding Rutter is Michaela Shinlob. Background, Katie Brown. Ella Hickok. Working down low in the paint. One shot good. Cameron Rutter for 2. 1:05 left. In quarter, Lady Huskies provides the pressure. Hannah Olson. Pass to the front court. Stolen by Katie Brown. She'll work it up ahead. Off the glass. Cameron Rutter for 2. 50 seconds left. Lady Devils trying to get across the timeline. He'll be tipped away by Havi Cherry. Cameron Rutter takes a 3. Right elbow extended. Cameron Rutter for 3. 37 seconds left. He'll be still in the backcourt. Ella Hickok couldn't get the first shot to go. Got her own rebound. Dribble back into paint. Back out Havi Cherry. Cross court pass. Cameron Rutter, 3-point lay-in, wouldn't go. Rebound, Katie Brown. But outside, Ella Hickok. Poor shot, wouldn't go. 2 seconds left. The Devils try to cross the timeline and skipped out of bounds. Avery Cherry. Substitution in the ballgame. Tipton. Number 24, McKenzie. Franella. He brought in the center court line right there by Hannah Olson. It in. McKenzie Farinella off the timeline. Left-handed dribble. Started there by Cameron Rutter. Called out of bounds. Cameron Rutter on the side court. And saves her own basketball. It goes out of bounds. It belongs to Tipton. He brought in there. Berkeley Young. Cameron Rutter going to defend the inbounds, tips it out of bounds again. So a little bit closer to the half court line. 5.7 left. 0.7 brought in on the dribble at 20. Michaela Shinlob going to have to get a shot away. Going to call it a jump ball, but they're not going to allow it to happen. They're going to call it a half time. They were calling a jump ball. Clock had emptied out. Time score, Lady Huskies. She's 3. Lady Devils, 4. Minute intermission. And we do thank you for tuning in. Mission, this game is in parts. Brought to you by Powers, Septic and Sewer. Or Septic and Sewer. It's a family-owned business. Hamilton County. Since 2000. Started as a father and son business. Now grown to a three-generation business. Pump residential and commercial and grease traps. Service Hamilton County. Surrounding counties. Give them a call at 317-339-327. And that's 317-339-9327. That's Powers. And Sewer. They're right there on State Road 19 between Noblesville and Cicero. So bringing you this contest tonight is Arcadia, Industrial Park, and Self-Storage. Indoor for storage. They have flex storage. Protect your investments. Keep them safe. Boats, RVs, precious vehicles, etc. Serve your space now. Call them at 317-774-500. That number is 317-774-1500. You can go to the website, www.aipsindiana.com. That's Indiana spelled out. aipsindiana.com. Again, that's Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage. They are conveniently located corner of Howard Avenue, Olive Street, in Arcadia, Indiana. So bringing you today's contest is AGM Auto. GM Auto, they do classic car restoration. So do precision tuning. They're looking for that good mechanic. No further. GM, to be that good mechanic, they're looking for. Also mentioned AGM Auto. They are loud. They are now located just west of Arcadia, Indiana. About a half a mile. 6660 East 266 Street. For daily Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, yes, AGM Auto. Classic car restoration. Welcome. But they said, if you got a car in an old barn somewhere, an old lean-to, if you got something there, add some potential. Get over to AGM Auto. They'll help you make that car look good again. Get it running for you. Be happy. Look at AGM Auto. You can reach them on Facebook. AGM Auto, LLC. Dial them by telephone at 317-984-283. Again, that's 317-984-283. And I will also mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals. When you find yourself looking for that dependable big truck rental company, high quality choice isn't far away. Call Indiana Express Rentals. They're at the south edge of Noblesville, Indiana. 708 South 8th Street. Simply call them at 317-773-800. And their number is 317-773-800. Have up to 26-foot box trucks available. A truck with a commie lift sure come in handy. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, a.m. 5 p.m. Saturday, they're open, a.m. to 11 a.m. Penske Truck Rentals. A Penske alone takes any possible concerns away from any travel. Indiana Express Rentals, Noblesville. And right now we're going to mention Coach's Poll. It's the Coach's Poll overall rankings. It's amongst all four classes of basketball. The 1, 2, 3, and 4. I will mention these were tabulated January 7th. So earlier this week, right here in front of me, I had the top 20 Coach's Poll. These are dated. Updated, we'll mention at number one this week, girls basketball, state of Indiana, Hamilton, Southeastern, the Royals, presently 16-1, 5-4-8, that's the number eight. At number two this week, Columbia City, the Lady Eagles, 16-2, at their last win, it's figured in here. And they're in sectional number six, class 4A. And number three this week, Citrus Grove, the Trojans. The Trojans are 18-1. They're sectional 13. Number four, Lawrence Central, Lady Bears. They are 20-1 season, sectional number 10. Number five this week is Fort Wayne Snyder. Are the Lady Panthers, 15-2, sectional number 5. The Lady Huskies come out of the locker room. 10 left on the intermission clock. At number 6, it's Homestead. Instead, they are the Lady Spartans, 16-2, sectional number 6. At number 7, Kings County, Lady Patriots, are 16-3. Class 4A, sectional 15. The Huskies captured a win early season against them here at Hamilton Heights. At number 8, Lawrence North, the Lady Wildcats, 14-4, sectional number 10. At number 9, Franklin, City Grizzly Cubs, 17-2, sectional 8. Number 10, Northridge, the Lady Raiders, 8-2, and sectional number 4. Number 11 is South Bend, Washington, Lady Panthers, 10-4, sectional number 3 in class 4A. Number 12 this week, the Zionsville, Lady Eagles, 10-4. They fell recently, maybe last night, to Fishers. They are currently, as mentioned, 15-4. Number 8. Number 13 this week is Lake Central. Lake Central, the Lady Indians. 17-3. 5-4-8, sectional number 1. At number 14, this is our first at 3A. Phoenix Norwell, the Lady Knights. 18-4 on the season. 3A, sectional 23. Number 15, another 4A school, as mentioned, Fishers. The Lady Tigers are 12-5, sectional number 8. Number 16, Sweet, the Hamilton Heights. Lady Huskies, second team in the rankings right here, overall rankings. Of class 3A, sectional 24. Lady Huskies are currently 17 wins, 2 losses. At number 17, Bedford, North Lawrence, the Lady Stars, sure you've heard Damon Bailey. Damon Bailey's daughter played for the Lady Stars. I think she's in college now. And Bailey was an assistant. Bitch. So the Lady Stars are 15-4. They're half Bay Sectional 15. Number 18, Rensselaer Central Lady Bombers. They're Class 3A, Sectional 22. Be in this gym next Friday night for the crossover conference for all the marbles. Rensselaer Central right here with Hamilton Heights Lady. Rensselaer Central, 18 wins, 0 losses from the season. And number 19 is Noblesville. The Lady Millers, 7-7. Till number 8. And at number 20 is Indian Creek. Lady Braves, their 3A school. They're 14-4. And sectional 26. Clock empties out. They're going to inbound the basketball. Belongs to the Devils. Half court, looking to get it in. Finally throws it in. Go cross court and be saved right there by Katie Brown in the front court. Kathy Shakel back to Brown. Now Hadley Cherry going to give us a Cameron Rutter. Baseline jumper. The Shakel. Shakel has shot twice. Hit two jumpers from the baseline. Two-point bucket good for Shakel. Been 42 on the game clock. Front court 24, Mackenzie Farinella. To the center circles, he'll pass it right side behind the arc. Colin Wilson. Come back out top, they'll move it right side off the hands of Hannah Olson. Might have taken her eyes just briefly off the pass. Goes out of bounds. 7:22 on the game clock. Lady Husky to the front court. Pick up. Down low, Cassie Shakel. Side out play. Cameron Rutter, 3-point shot good in front of the Husky bench. 7:10 on the game clock. Then from the backcourt, 68-4, Lady Huskies. Front. To the timeline. On the dribble, 24, Mackenzie Farinella. The left side around the perimeter. Step in, take a 2-point shot, wouldn't go. Rebound secured by Hadley Cherry. Into the timeline, Jordan right side behind the arc. Going to call a traveling violation, but I got to admit, the official, a little bit of time there. Check that out with the Polaroid and then blow the whistle and call the travel. I'm not kidding. That was a pretty good move there by Cameron Rutter. I'm not saying she didn't travel. 68-4 going to be brought into the backcourt. Not moving. We're in a Mercy Rule basketball game. Second half, one team is above the other team by 35 points or more. Running clock is implemented for the top of the ball game. Clock will stop on free throws. It will stop on timeouts. It will stop on injuries. Front court. Pass the ball. Cameron Rutter, left-handed layup. Good. Two-point bucket for Rutter. 87. Clock moving. 70 for Lady Huskies in front. Institution waiting to check in for the Lady Devils. Right side with the basketball, moving back around. Michaela Shinlob, he guarded her at Katie Brown. Dribbling around the perimeter. Side to arc, Katie Brown picked up her dribble. She'll bounce it back out top on the dribble. Mackenzie Farinella will be stolen at half court. Cameron Rutter, she'll dish it off. Hickok, left-handed layup is good. Timeout called. 5:26 left. Quarter. And now tips it. Full 60 seconds. Timeout. We'll mention score on the scoreboard. Hamilton Heights 72, Tipton 4. This game is in part being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies, you can shop them online, NoblesvilleTrophies.com. Then, if only, to browse around. They're located at 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, packs. Turnaround, prices are low. Oh, low, you may want to be a repeat customer. Noblesville Trophies, South Edge of Noblesville at 1720 South Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Dial them up by telephone at 317-773-7391. Their number is 317-773-7391 or online, NoblesvilleTrophies.com. So, horn sales, second horn, 60-second timeout complete. 5:26 left. Quarter. It's going to belong to the Lady Devils. Ball game for Tipton. He brought in Lexus in the ball game. Bring it back around on the dribble in the front court. Work it there. There's going to be a turnover in the book. They're going to give it back to Tipton. So, in the ball game, their substitution, the Lexus Stevens. Lexus Stevens? Might have been pronounced Stevens. We'll go with Stevens. To the corner, Hamilton Heights, Ellen Hickok, she'll dribble in baseline. Nick it down low, 2-point bucket, good. Cassidy Schakel for two. Brought in from the backcourt. The dribble. Farinella. Screen right there. It's going to be a offensive foul. That was quite a screen. Cameron Runner took a major brunt. That screen. There wasn't time to yell out screen. And that was a moving screen. And so that's number 20. Kayla Sinlop. She'll pick up her second foul. Cameron Runner appears to be okay. So in the front court of the basketball, Ella Hickok. Cameron Runner out top on the dribble. Going to work it left side to the opposite corner. Cameron Roten in the ball game. Where's number 12 for the Lady Huskies? Some quick hands there. Tipton. The claws knocks the ball out of the hands and out of bounds. Cameron Runner not quite ready for that. Going to be brought in. The carry. Behind the arc, Ella Hickok. Cameron Runner, 3-point shot, rims out, wouldn't go. Rebound, Cameron Roten. Got top, Hattie Sherry. Works it down low, Cameron Runner. Pass shot, wouldn't go. We'll see. Farinella gets the ball stolen. It's going to be a foul in the front court. Missing just a bit there with Hattie Sherry. She's okay. She's going to pick up the foul. Still moving. 3:36 left here in the third. Foul's whistled on Hattie Sherry. She has two. She's that one. It'll be a steal on the inbound. Hadley Sherry. Yeah. Trip there. He's going to be saved. We're going out of bounds. For Runner. She'll try a shot from the corner. The round wouldn't go. Back to Sherry. Side the arc. Cross court pass. Ella Hickok. She'll try a three. It'll rim out. Wouldn't go. Cassie Schakel. Stop saving the basketball. It's going to be last touch by Tipton. Out of bounds. Huskies going to bring it in left of the bucket on the baseline. And in the ball game for Tipton, 43, to Ava Higginbotham. So they're bringing in the paint. Cameron Runner outside arc. Cameron Rope. Pass to Schakel. Back to Cameron Runner. 3-point shot. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Rope. To back to Cassie Schakel. 16-footer straight away is good. By knowledge, Cassie Schakel is 4-for-4. 2-point land, Cassie Schakel on the season. Percent shooter from 3-point land. So looking for that first 3-pointer. She's 0-for-3. Goes out of bounds, last tips by Abby Cherry. He brought in by the Lady Devils. And we toss in Kendall Claus. Pass, front court. Then Holland Wilson. Back to Kendall. In the basketball right side, Holland Wilson. Working the defense is Hadley Cherry. She'll come up with a steal. He tips out of bounds from the backside. Holland Wilson. McCherry going to bring it in. In the front court, opposite the scorer's bench. Moving, 1:48 left. 76-4. Lady Huskies in front. Outside the arc, Cameron Runner. 3-point shot. Good. Cameron Runner lighting him up today. 6-point average. She's got to be close to that now, if not more. In the front court, dribbling the basketball. Farinella, back pedal dribble. Dribble, working left side, behind the arc. The ball around, working it right there. Top of circle, picks up her dribble. 45, Holland Wilson. Pass it to the free throw line. Ball tipped away, stolen at half court. Going to call a kick. Be a kick. A kick is not allowed basketball. That ball was rolling, and she kicked it. The bounce up with Berkeley Young. Gives the ball back to the Lady Huskies. In the front court, Ella Hickok. Passed it outside the arc. 3-point shot in the air. Rims out long. Would he go for a runner? Rebound, Javi Sherry back to runner. Down low, Cassie Schenkel. Schenkel has 10. I believe Schenkel has not missed a shot. 8 seconds left. Front court, Farinella being guarded there by Cameron Runner. Runner goes tipping out of bounds right there in front of Leela Gilman. And Leela Gilman, you know she could screw it up right now and play the game well. Bring it in. Number 12, Berkeley Young. Puts it back out. Holland Wilson. After dribble just inside the arc. 17 seconds left. Tipton Lady Devils. Top Holland Wilson. Full threat. She'll dribble right. Going to be a steal. Javi Cherry. 8 seconds left. Pass off. Cameron Runner off the glass. 2-point bucket good. Javi Cherry. The assist. Ball's brought in from the backcourt. That's going to complete 3 quarters of play. Quarters of play. The Heights City Huskies. 3. The Lady Devils. 4. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Hope Jewelers. Jewelers, they're in Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. Hope Jewelers are there. Feature every special need in the field of diamonds, gold and silver, etc. Hop in and visit Jewelers in downtown Tipton. To the Diana Theater, 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone, 765-75-8720. Again, that's 765-675-8720. Tours open daily, Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. Open on Saturday, 8:30 to 2. Hope Jewelers, another sponsor. Basketball, we thank them for supporting football in the fall. 8 minutes, game clock. Lady Huskies are bringing in from the half-court stripe. Another broadcast station right across the way, looking for the IHSAA. Give them a couple of my cheat sheets. So what these cheat sheets, they got rosters, they got height, got what class they're in, what their number is. Average per game, right outside the arc there, Cameron Runner wouldn't go. Down Tipton. Bring it to the timeline, looking at there, it's number 20, Michaela Shinlob. Pass to the front court, stolen by Cassie Schenkel. It's to Ella Hickok. Left-handed layup, wouldn't go. Fighting for the board right there, picked up. 15, Kendall Cloth. Tipton. Gonna be a timeout right there by Coach Leela Gilman. Gilman going to call a 30-second timeout. Again, Will Mission, we thank you for tuning in. Will Mission, this game is also in part brought to you by PutMeInSports.com. PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports 2008. PT support education-based high school varsity athletics. Each ball in the spring, Lafayette Crystal Catholic Knights. Ball in the fall, Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter, Blue Devils, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. Mentioned next Saturday, game on the agenda for the Tipton boys basketball team. It's going to be at Kokomo. Right there at the Kokomo Memorial Gym, quality gym. Definitely 13 wins, no losses. Go against Kokomo, the Wildcats, the C, Corey Badunga. The third time they're yet to beat that team. A chance on Saturday. Ball brought in, tip to Blue Devils. Cool. With the basketball, pretty young. Going to work it back, 15, Kendall Claus. To the corner, Hannah Olson. Will be stolen in the backcourt. In the ball game for the Lady Huskies. Number 4, Taylor Harley. 5'6" junior. Tied the lane there, Cameron Runner off the glass. Runner off the glass, got the bucket. Cameron Runner is the all-time point totaler girls basketball here at Hamilton Heights High School. Broke the record earlier this season. shot there is good. She'll get another. Broke the record that was certainly most recently held there. That was a three-point play, by the way. Shoe tie going on. Record. There, Jessica Carr. Carr is her given name while she was here at school. She kind of, last name I can't quite pronounce at the moment. Not in front of me. But Carr is second place now. Karen Renner, first place. And she's going to set a pretty good bar ahead of her with Steve Lee's Hamilton Heights. I mean, half court over in back call. There's just a toe on the paint right there. Just ball back to Hamilton Heights. Cameron Renner going to work it back to the corner. Swift pass right there for Taylor Harley to handle. Sure, but Harley had played more basketball with the varsity. She'd be more adapted to catching a rocket like that. The ball goes out of bounds. Ball's to Tipton. Farinella across the timeline. Right side, Hannah Olson. Olson, she'll pass it inside our turnaround jumper. Poor shot, wouldn't go. Shot taken there by Michaela Shinlob. Rebound, Hamilton Heights. In the front court, Cameron Rudder. Dribble in, she'll go off the glass. Shot, wouldn't go. She'll tip the rebound out. Kept there by Ella Hickok. Silver dribble. She'll go to the corner with it. To wait and save there by Cameron. Cameron Rudder with the basketball through the corner. Ella Hickok. 5:55 left here in the fourth quarter. Shot wouldn't go. Layup opportunity. Difficult shot for Cameron Rudder back the other direction. Taylor Shinlob. Going to be tipped out of bounds. Going to stay in the front court with the Lady Devils. In the ball game, Katie Brown was number 3 for the ladies. Taking a breather is 23. That's City Shakel. Shakel having a good game here today. 26, clock moving. Brought in, left the bucket on the baseline. Hannah Olson bounced it in. Can be tipped away. The Cherry cracked it down for the official. The official never wants to have to go retrieve a basketball. They shouldn't. So having Cherry picks it up in a hurry. For an outside arc, might have been deflected by Ella Dickott. How wouldn't go for Berkeley Young. Back the other direction. First layup is good. Cameron Rudder. And they're going to stop play right there. I guess that layup meant quite a bit. Cameron Rudder. Not quite sure what that meant. Might find out here in public address. To let us know. There'll be a timeout on the floor. Full timeout. And Cameron Rudder getting a pretty good ovation here. Also mention this game is in part brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. Runyon Truck Store, that's the place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, test kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. Sell a myriad of products for you to choose from. Visit them at Redwood Truck Store, or you can call them at 765-52-8130. And that's 765-52-8130. Runyon Truck Store, the place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. I have been there. I have purchased them there. That is a great store. You can talk to Alan Runyon. Brought in backcourt, tip to Blue Devils. Farinella going to bring it to the timeline. Going to be picked up at half court by Cameron Rudder. On the dribble, up top, she'll dribble inside the arc. Going to move that pivot foot. No traveling violation. A whistle to the front court now for the rebound with Katie Brown. Working her way into the, taking a shot, fouled in the act of shooting. Cameron Rudder going to go back to the foul stripe. Shoot two. Lady Huskies. Cameron Rudder only out on the line. We're going to see Cassie Shakel back in the Lady Huskies. taking a breather. Number four, Taylor Harley. Runner will have one more. D9, now 90 for the Lady Huskies. Four for Tipton brought in. Going to dribble through the timeline. That's 24. Mackenzie Farinella. The timeline on the dribble. She'll go by Cameron Runner. Work at right side on the dribble. Taylor Shedlob tries to make a pass. Tipped away. Picked up by Hamilton Heights. Cameron Runner. Backcourt. She'll pass to the corner. Ellie Hickok should go baseline. Back out. Hallie Cherry. 3-point shot in the air. Rims out. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Put back is good. Cameron Runner. It's right time. That ball was halfway down for Cherry. Go. 4:04 on the game clock. 92-4. Working the basketball in the front court. Farinella. The handle picked up there by Holland Wilson. Back to Farinella. Now going to be stolen. Ellen Hickok. The distance off the glass. Right here in the layup is good for Hickok. 94-4. It'll be a foul in the backcourt. JohnHarrell.net made a prediction for this game. And he's going to be close. John Harrell, what a tremendous website. Tremendous website. That's Cassie Schaefer. Going to exit the ball game. Get a hug from Coach and Cherry. And we're going to have a substitution here momentarily. It's going to be Cameron Roten at the scorer's bench waiting to check in. 3:05 left. Here is Teal. There's a dribble at right side, 20. Michaela Shinlob. Bounce it back out. Farinella, she'll take a shot at the elbow. I wouldn't go. She got fouled. She'll shoot two. And a whistle this foul on Lady Huskies. 24 has a Cherry. She picks up number 3 in the contest. The free throw line, 24, Kinsey Farinella. Shot on the way, good, nothing but net. Substitution for Tipton back in the game, number 3, Hannah Olson. Back in the game for Hamilton Heights. Number 12, Cameron Roten. Taking a breather out of the ballgame on senior day is senior athlete. Ella Hickok. Farinella, second shot, also good. 4-6. Up from the backcourt, 2:52 on the game clock. Runner out top, works to the left side, Cameron Roten. Behind the arc, she'll back, work it back out, she'll reset the offense. Left side, Katie Brown, 3-point shot, rims out. Wouldn't go, rebounds, Cameron Runner. Gets her, it's Hannah Olson. She'll dribble by them off the glass. How would it go? Rebound, Mackenzie Farinella. Back in court is stolen by Hallie Cherry. Side out play, step back three is good for Cameron Runner. Also be brought in. See, Nora Rieger, ball game here momentarily. To the front court, going to be a foul whistle. Cameron Runner, going to be a reach-in foul. Mackenzie Farinella, going to be a non-shooting foul. It's only the third foul on the Lady Huskies. So Nora Rieger, the ball game. So Cameron Runner getting a pretty good ovation. Find out all this lingo after the game when we talk to Coach and Cherry. They'll let us know what all the ovations were about because I'm unaware. Side the arc and work the basketball. Picks it off, Hannah Olson. And the front will be reaching, tipped away and stolen by Katie Brown. And then, and a half left. The 7-6, 3-point shot in the air. Good. And Hadley Cherry. Corner baseline. The 100th point mark on the scoreboard. Time I've ever seen 100. This scoreboard saw it one other time. The old middle school gym. The Student Activity Center. Saw it once there by a varsity boys basketball team. I think I saw 104. That's when Guy Petty, Colin Holmes, they come. And those guys, that's when they put 104 on the scoreboard. So having Sherry getting a hug from Dad there before she sits down. Timeout on the floor. 1:12 left The other Lady Huskies out on the floor. They got Taylor Harley out there wearing number 4. Number 3 is Katie Brown. 12 is Cameron Roten. Number 20 is Presley Cherry. Number 5 is Nora Rieger. Looking at a lot of future Huskies to play varsity basketball. Outside the arc, going to go off the glass. One to go. Now, Tipton, Hannah Olson. I'm going to go rebound. Keith Brown, 1 minute left. The timeout of the basketball. Keith Brown. In the front court near the scores bench. Canary dribble looking for defense. Now, Hannah Olson comes out. They go to the corner. Presley Cherry. He'll take a shot. Cameron Roten takes a 3. 3-point shot is good. Cameron Roten, 103. As mentioned, 104, the most I've seen. I'm a 13-year Husky. So I've seen 104 in the other gym. Boys variety. That was back in about 1981. Clock going to continue to move. I'll call. It's going to be a common foul, so institution in the ball game. We're going to see Vivian Lynch, number 42, a 5'7 junior. In a breather is Katie Brown. Also going to be brought in at 5 seconds left. Top, Farinella takes a shot off the glass. Wouldn't go. Clock's going to empty out. 32 minutes going by. The score. That's 3-8. 2 in the state. Hamilton Heights leading Huskies. 100 feet. 2A. Tipton, Lady Devils, 6. We do thank you for tuning in. Appreciate you tuning in. We'll mention this team is also in parts brought to you by Jim Dandy Restaurant. Dandy Restaurant, that's good food. Friends, times. Jim Dandy Restaurant, they strive to please you with each and every visit. It's that first cup of coffee, that first 3-point shot. Jim Dandy Restaurant, they put all of their guests first. Matter which team, leading on the scoreboard. Tipton and Noblesville, Jim Dandy Restaurant, always looking forward to making each visit feel like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Remember, good food, good friends, and good times are not far away. Jim Dandy Restaurant is calling your name. That's Jim Dandy Restaurant. We'll mention that in Noblesville and Tipton. Do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention next team on the agenda. Both teams. It's going to be the Hoosier crossover game. We'll mention the Blue Devils will host next Friday, 19th. West Lafayette Red Devils, I believe, will be at Tipton. That'll be a West Division team versus an East Division team. And then Hamilton Heights next week, or Friday, the 19th, will host Sillier Central. Sillier Central Bombers are currently number 1, Class 3A. They are 18 wins, 0 losses. The Heights Huskies, they're now 18 wins, 2 losses. And that'll be next Friday, 7:30 for the varsity. I'll have a JV at 6. We'll hope you can make it. Can't put me in sports.com. Be here. We do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, doing the teaching, the learning, don't let him go. Fire burning. Stay tuned. We'll talk to Coach Keaton Cherry when he has a moment.
I love you, man.
About each senior, so he did let me that ovation from the crowd, because Cameron Runner set the all-time school record points, 64 points. I will mention Gus Etchison, a couple of years ago, maybe 3 years ago, at Mount Vernon, put me in sports, did that game. Gus Etchison got 56 of them. Trips to 54 points. Mr. Makowski set in the 70s, early 70s. Anyways, all-time leading scorer, ball game, is Cameron Runner, 64 points. So they were pretty much feeding her the basketball. Final score, 103-6. Terry, not going to have a lot of time, not going to be able to talk with us right now here in the post game. We'll talk to him next Friday. And it's Friday crossover game. He'll be here with Rensselaer Central Lady Bombers. So until then, we do thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you next time. Thanks for listening to PutMeInSports.com.